It's 5:44. You're listening to 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. You may have assumed that a convicted felon who's serving time in a North Carolina prison would not be found hanging out at home or on a golf course on some weekends. But hundreds of state inmates are granted weekend leaves under a program designed to help minimum security prisoners transition back into society. Even some convicted murderers are eligible for the program. The News and Observer of Raleigh revealed details of that program today, and reporter Craig Jarvis joins me now. Mr. Jarvis, welcome. And to begin with, do I understand that prosecutors around the state didn't even know about this program?
Yeah, that's what they're telling us, which was kind of a surprise to me. But it seems like not very many people, even in the defense lawyer community, seem to know about it. But, yeah, in fact, the DA say they just got wind of it because somebody mentioned that they saw somebody that they knew was supposed to be in prison out playing golf on a recent weekend in Johnston County, and mentioned it to somebody in the District Attorney's Association. They started looking into it and found, sure enough, there's been a program in place for well over 30 years here that helps prisoners who are about to be released, who've been pretty good customers while in prison and are in minimum security facilities, helps them transition back into life in society.
So exactly how does this work? Would an inmate be eligible for multiple weekends, and how do they choose them? What are some of the parameters?
Yeah, they have to, as I said, be in a minimum custody facility. They have to have not been a discipline problem. Then they and their family members, whoever they're going to be living with, submits a formal application, a request in writing, and then the state prison system investigates that. They actually go out to the house, make sure it looks like a decent place to live. They check with the neighbors. They do a pretty thorough investigation, and the idea is that these are people who are within a year of being released anyway, and are not escape risks or not dangerous to anybody, but could benefit from this kind of gradual transition into society. You can do it for, I think it's once a month at the maximum, but you can do it multiple times.
One thing it seems that prosecutors have expressed concern about is the fact that the crime victims might not know that their attacker or whatever the nature of the crime was going to be back in the neighborhood that weekend.
Yeah, I think that's what alarmed them the most, is they, prosecutors over the years have kind of aligned themselves with victims and victim families, and they try to look out for them and often let them know when somebody's going to be released. But there's no requirement in this program to notify victims or victim families that that's going on. And I think people were surprised to, the prosecutors were surprised to hear that this was going on, where people could just run into them, their assailant or somebody that killed a loved one in a grocery store or, on a golf course.
So today's newspaper story in the News and Observer says that the DAs have written to Governor McCrory asking him to put a stop to this program. Any response from the administration?
So far, the only response we've heard is from the Department of Correction, which issued a statement saying this has been a successful program. It's gone on for over three decades. The inmates are carefully screened, and there's a thorough investigation. And it sounded like they were defending the program, that they, thought it was a good thing. Haven't heard anything directly from the governor's office. But even if the governor doesn't budge, some of the lawmakers have indicated they'd be willing to pursue legislation to try to get rid of the program.
And do you know if there's ever been a major episode where one of these inmates was home for the weekend and something went really awry?
That's a good question. In the time I had yesterday, couldn't answer that definitively, but we don't know of any at all. And I certainly think the prosecutors would have brought that out before they raised this issue. They did some research into it and crunched some numbers, figured out who's being released, and at least so far, we don't know of any really horrific cases that would say this program is a danger to the community, but it does alarm people.
Well, Craig Jarvis with the News and Observer of Raleigh, thanks for talking with us on this.
Glad to talk to you.